Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, now part of the ChairShot Radio Network, on thechairshot.com. Remember, always use your head.
You look like a dude who should be pumping my fucking gas.
This isn't doing it for me. I'm not getting enjoyment out of this.
He was a before the bell rings all-star.
All right, everybody, it is Thursday night, February 6, 2025. This is the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, part of the ChairShot Radio Network. You can find us, as always, at thechairshot.com. Going to go around the room and introduce this cast of characters, starting with myself, the man with the award-winning and holy beard, DJ. Going to go around the room here now. First off, the resident high flyer of the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. He hails from the Purple Haze in Cloud 9. He is Bucky's tag team partner, a man destined to go to a barbershop window. Jason, sir, how are you?
I am wonderful, my friends. Let's do this.
Let's actually do this. Okay. Yeah. And last but never, ever, ever least, God, I'm shot out of cannon, as usual. The host of the Rob the Genius podcast, he is the minister of truth, the father of facts and figures, the deacon of hate, the official shoot bearer of the Mindless Wrestling podcast. He is the king of the power nap, Ray Cash's daddy, and the man with the golden shovel, Mr. Rob, sir. Welcome with your cup of coffee.
Yeah, good to be back.
Hey, I think we just lost DJ. Okay, so we are going to get right into the Royal Rumble. DJ has been having some technical difficulties. This is our third try at getting this podcast done. But we love you guys so much that we said we are not stopping until this is done. So, everybody, we are just going to go through the Royal Rumble. And this might get less entertaining without three of us, but I'm going to do my gimmick anyway. We're going to go right down the card. The Royal Rumble was emanating from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it was a hootin' and hollering time. We kicked off the show with the Women's Royal Rumble. Now, to explain what me and Rob and hopefully DJ at one point are going to do, we are going to run through the list of entrants, and we are going to rapid fire give a 1 through 10 just what was your excitement when that person walked that aisle. And for those of you playing at home, your 10 cannot be Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin did not show up. So your 10 is your favorite entrance. There you go. Now you know how to properly rate everything. If that's your 10, everything's a lot lower. Perfect. So we start off the Royal Rumble, and we started off with Io Sky. And I said, I'm at a solid 7 because I'm excited for this show, and she is a wonderful quarterback. Rob, what did you think when Io Sky walked that aisle at number 1?
I give an 8 because I was relieved because she was the name that the IWC was kicking around the most as wanting to win. And so seeing her come out number 1, I figured, okay, she's probably not going to. So,
yeah, well, pull the curtain back. I mean, we talked about this in previous weeks. Charlotte was really the only one with like a ready-made or like ready-to-go kind of story. But the internet was correct. You could definitely get there with Io, considering, you know, she was the champion at last year's WrestleMania. So you could definitely get there with Io. So yeah, her being number one, I don't think they're going to have a number one winner. And we've already spent too much time on the first person. Liv Morgan came down and I said, I'm at a 7 because I'm always happy to see Liv Morgan, but I don't have any great, I don't think she's going to win this thing. Rob?
5.
All right. Well, then we kicked things off. I mean, she's back in the Royal Rumble because she was in the Rumble last year, but she was Roxanne Perez from NXT. She was making another appearance in the Royal Rumble. I was a solid 9 because I'm like, just get this girl on the damn main roster. Rob?
7.5. Yeah, because I was happy to see her, but again, I wasn't sure how long she would last. So, just because I wasn't sure how good of a showing she would have, I had 7.5.
How long did she last, Rob? I think she lasted a while. Next up we have Leah Valkyria, 5. Rob?
5. Yeah.
Chelsea Green came out next, and I'm always excited to see Chelsea Green, seeing her, her just come back and have another great run in this company is just a hoot. She's a wonderful talent. Rob?
8. Look, Chelsea's one of my favorites there now. So, yeah, always happy to see her.
There you go. All right, we had B-Fab come in. And, again, no one's going to go below a 5 because I don't think I was, disappointed to see anybody. She's a 6. She's got a long runway ahead of her. I don't think she was going to win the Royal Rumble. But her improvement in the last year needs to be remarked upon. Rob?
Yeah, 6.
All right. Next up, we had Ivy Nile, 5. Perfectly five. Happy to see her. Rob?
5. Say 5, and don't care.
I think we got Zoe Stark. Good hand. Perfect person for the Rumble. I was at a solid 6.
Same, yeah. Rob. I like
Zoe. And then we spiked it up because the next two got my attention. We had Lash Legend from NXT, which put me at a solid 8 because I was hoping to see some stunts from that, at least one spot from that woman. And then we also had Bianca Belair at number 10. Sorry, Rob, I didn't get Lash Legend from you. Rob, Lash Legend.
Lash 9, because I was just, okay. We've talked about her so much and how far she's come and just happy to see her get this opportunity. So 9.
All right. Next, Bianca Belair, which continued the excitement because, again, we said not many people had a ready baked in kind of story going into this thing. Bianca's also one of those. I mean, obviously she's tied up with tag team titles and stuff, but do you ever really, 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 really count her out? I think not at this time. So I was a solid, 8? Rob?
Yeah, for Bianca, 8. And just, well, for me, okay, 8 because I'm always happy to see her. But, she's always a favorite to win this kind of thing. So, my enthusiasm wasn't quite so high, just because she was a threat to the woman I was rooting for.
Well, there you go. So Rob was, 8. Rob was preoccupied. Then next up, we had Shayna Baszler from the good old PFC. Again, never disappointed to see Shayna Baszler in a match like that because she kicks a bunch of ass. So let's say 7.
Yeah, because Shayna always does well in these settings, and I'd say 7. 7 sounds good.
Then next up, we had Bayley, and then I'm not going to – I'm not going to lie. This seems like a good idea on paper. It sucks. this is slowing everything down. I think it might have been better with 3 people, but.
Well, why don't we talk about who we were most excited to see?
Yeah. All right. That's fair. So we're going to
top five most excited to see.
All right. So top 5 for me in the Women's Royal Rumble in no particular order, because I'm just looking at the list here. Because we're rapidly changing gears. Top 5. You know what? I'm going to give you no particular order here. Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair, Nikki Bella, Jordynne Grace, Julia, I guess. Rob?
Okay. So 5 through number 2 through number 5, because y'all know who number 1 is for me, even though I'm going to say it. All right. 2 through 5, Chelsea Green, Lash Legend, Nikki Bella, and Trish Stratus. Because I was, And number one, of course, is the 14-time women's champion.
Who did end up eliminating Roxanne Perez last to win the 2025 Women's Royal Rumble and punch her ticket to the main event of WrestleMania? So good for her. Rob, what did you think when she walked down? It's true, the music hit. She walked down from SmackDown, that number 27, Charlotte Flair. Rob,
I was beside myself because if you listen to the show, you know she's my favorite woman wrestler of all time, and you know that I've been hurting really bad since she's been out with this knee injury for the past 13 months. And so I was just, I'm so excited. I was just so happy. And it was just felt good to see her back in the ring and just to see her come down to the ring. And it's funny because you remember how long it took for her to walk down the aisle. And so she said in the post show thing that she's forgotten how to take the robe off.
Yeah, I noticed she had a little trouble with the clasp there.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons she took so long, because she had to remember how to unhook the robe. So, and then, you know, just see her get in the ring and see her, you know, just going into her signature stuff. I mean, it's been over a year since I've gotten to see that. And then to see her, you know, mix it up with some of the new people, with Jordan Grace, with Stephanie, with Julia, Roxanne. I mean, that was, you know, because she hasn't really done much with any of the newer people. So
Charlotte and Julia back to back was a masterstroke, because we might not get to that for 2 years, but yeah. Man, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. And so, you know, and then they were all stepping in there, like Jordan. I think Jordan, she was happy to step in there and take the chops, because she stepped right in there and took them all.
Dude, can we talk about her for a second? She made that, Jordan made that entrance, and of course they announced what we all kind of figured. You know, last year she showed up as a guest from TNA. Well, now she's showing up as a WWE superstar, and this is her first pay-per-view as a WWE superstar. She immediately walked into the ring, started kicking a bunch of ass, and then she did the spot that I'm sure you've all seen, and if you watch the Rumble, you popped out of your couch like I did, where Piper Niven gave her the old Irish kiss, or Scottish kiss, onto the forehead, and which I'd still be waking up from. I'd still be in the hospital, and they'd be like, is he ever going to wake up? And they'd be like, I don't know. And so Jordan Grace takes it, goes down to both knees, and then slaps the mat, stands back up, grabs Piper by the arm, puts Piper in a fireman's carry, and then gives her a Death Valley driver. Well, the modified rolling Death Valley driver that we do now in the 21st century, not spiking her onto her head. Thank God. DJ, what do you have? DJ, do you have any thoughts on Jordan Grace and her entrance and her everything? DJ is not back. All right. So
Charlotte, she threw out Piper, and that was a fun part because, like she saw her from across the ring. She said, you want some bitch? And went over and after. And, you know, that's one of the things, you know, it's all, she does that. She talks a lot of trash, you know, during her matches. And, you know, that's another thing I missed so much. And so, it was so much fun just to have her back in the ring and doing all of that stuff.
So there was, I mean, not everything else was kind of chalk. I don't want to, you know, accidentally go over. Trish Stratus showed up again.
I was happy to see Trish because we didn't, well. Hey,
whatever.
Look, I don't monitor the dirt sheets and the rumors about who's going to show up or whatever. So for me, it was a nice surprise. And you know, and it's funny because some people were not, some people were complaining about, you know, Nikki Bella being in it. And I was like, why are you complaining?
That one I don't get at all. I do, because it's the same thing as Cena. It's the same thing as, like, well, she's not one of theirs. She's not a wrestler. It's the same thing it's always been with her. So it's always, of course, those mamby-pamby, like, oh, you know, the fans at the Royal Rumble. I don't know. They all pop for her. Nobody booed her.
Yeah, and then also some of the internet nerds, they convinced themselves, and that is the key word, convinced themselves, that AJ Lee was going to be there. Although,
no, Punk helped.
Well, he downplayed it. He didn't feed into that, any of that.
Yes, he did. Did you see the clip where he's like, I don't know, there might be a surprise, you know, there's someone I'm hoping for, but you know, can't say much. Or he didn't say can't say much. He did. I wish I could get the exact quote, but he kind of. Who else was he fucking talking about, man?
Oh, well, see, I didn't see, because the only thing I saw from him, he was the opposite. Was downplaying it. So
okay, it was a quick, and maybe it was from last year. Who knows? It very well could have been, and like I just am totally screwing this up. But it was an interview with one of the backstage, one of the, like, it was like a walking interview. They were either out back or something like that. So yeah, it was a very casual kind of thing, but it was on a. I don't know, he fed into it a little bit. But whatever. So, yeah, well, fine, AJ Lee. But do you know who else the dirt sheets said weren't going to be there? Alexa Bliss.
Yes,
and guess what? Guess what? She was there, new music, or like old new music, whatever it was, because that was not her original, like, sparkle music. It's like her evil sparkle music version. But it wasn't quite the Queen Fiend one she had. Anyway. That pop was fucking ridiculous.
Oh yeah, and
was it pop of the night? Jay winning was probably pop of the night.
Yeah, well, one of those two. But
yeah, it was Alexa or Jay.
And it was fun to me. It was funny because they just knew. I mean, these, you know, they because they had like, well, we don't know when she'll be back because this contract stuff is pretty dire, you know. I mean, and then of course they already had, you know, t-shirts and Lily dolls made up and they're ready to go, so it must not have been that dire.
Oh, and it's a new Lily. It's a new, like, she's Lily is on Ozempic apparently, or yeah. Lily got a little work done. Lily cashed a few of her fiend, you know, checks from the fiend days, and she's living large. So good for you, Lily.
Yeah, and so, and then now, you know, Uncle Dave, you know, tried to cover that, saying, oh, well, you know, they had already, you know, they had made that stuff, you know, they had already made that stuff because, you know, when they thought she was coming back sooner. And
to be fair, that is ridiculously believable, unfortunately.
Well, but that's, I mean, but that's how, you know, look, we know how that's how all this stuff is, though. It's all.
But bottom line is, they said she wasn't showing up, probably not showing up, doubtful she'll show up, negotiations are crazy, and guess what? She showed up. And every announcer on that table buried you guys, which was hilarious.
Yes. And so,
And also, you didn't even learn your fucking lesson, because that night, there was some bullshit report about Drew McIntyre storming out of the building that was then later completely squashed by Drew.
Okay.
And so sorry,
I didn't see his statement refuting it, but
also yeah, he had some tweet or something.
He said it was bullshit.
Yeah, I think let me grab his Twitter. Okay. But in any case, like, but even still, like, it's just silly, you know. And it's just silly. Like, yeah. Stop. You're playing along to WWE is having fun with you guys at this point, guys.
Yeah. And so, man, so I know, and but again, the company never teased AJ Lee coming back.
No.
She never said anything. No. You had no reason to believe that she was going to be there. You had no reason to get your hopes up that she was going to be there. Not at all. So if you got your hopes up for her to be there, that is entirely your fault.
Yeah, if your 10 was Stone Cold Steve Austin and AJ Lee for your respective Rumbles, I'm sorry, that's your own damn fault.
Yes, they gave you nothing to be hanging on to that with. You made that up yourself. You talked yourself into it. You believed it, and you got nobody to blame but yourself. And you should not be shitting on Nikki Bella because you talked yourself into thinking that AJ Lee was coming back. And by the way, you shouldn't be shitting on Nikki Bella anyway, because, you know, some of you people like to, you know, basically say that she didn't love the wrestling business and all that type of stuff. And here she is coming back again. Okay.
Knowing you people are going to shit on it, by the way. Knowing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Knowing that just by walking down the aisle, she is opening herself up to criticism from you fuckfaces. So,
exactly.
Yes, she does love this, and she has plenty of other streams of revenue that she could hit. She's not hurting anything, guys.
Yeah, she's
so
great, exactly.
Yeah. So she does love this business, guys. Sorry to say.
Exactly.
I dare say she might like it more than her sister.
Probably. Maybe so. So, yeah, really, really bad move to dump on her like that. And So now as far as, like, the stuff that went on, I know, what did you think of the Nia Jax kill everybody?
I'm an anime kid, and you, if you listen to this show, you know wrestling to me is best when it's a little more combat. And that's exactly what that was. Like, that's not a move that a real person can pull when 10 people are beating the shit out of her. But because we live in a cartoon universe, we get to see cool shit like that. And if you didn't like it, I'm not sure WWE offers the entertainment that is quite ready for your, you know, sensitivities.
Yeah. And, because first she did like the one where everybody jumped on her, she scattered them all like bowling pins. And then there was the spot where she eliminated like 10 people at once. And some people were mad about that. One, because I think that's the spot where Io got eliminated, and a lot of those people were hanging on to that. And, you know, some people just didn't like, and of course, there are people who just don't like her. So, you know, anytime she gets to do something big, there's some people who get mad about that. You know, I thought it was cool. The only real knock on that was just there were some people they left, you know, they let the ring fill up a little too much in some spots.
Yeah, really, it got crowded early. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, so
when she came in and is that when she did her spot? Because I think it was kind of necessary at that point.
Yeah, because that's the only thing, because it was necessary, because they needed to get a lot of people out really quickly, because I think they left people in there too long.
Could they have been building to that spot?
Yeah.
That's why it was crowded. So it's kind of, you can give and take it. But whether you were building for that spot or not, there was a period of like one or two people where, so what, 4 minutes? Where it's like, okay, this is a lot, guys.
So, yeah.
So you got to strike that point.
So that's just the only, yeah, so that's the only thing. If there's a quibble I have with the match itself, it's just that they left some people in there too long.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to tell you who should have been thrown out sooner, but they did, they let the ring fill up a little too much, and which necessitated that spot. But they could have done that spot with 6 people instead of 10, you know, if they'd gotten some people out sooner. But yeah, but first, look, I thought it was a cool spot. I liked it. And
yeah, it was awesome.
And of course, the finish. So the finish was a callback to when Charlotte won the first time.
It was. I thought so.
Because, she had Roxanne by the feet and was trying to throw her out. And then Shayna had, when she won the first time, Shayna had her by the feet and was trying to throw her out. And So, you know, Roxanne got away from that and got back in the ring. And also, and the way they eliminated Nia, I thought was cool because it was down to the three of them. And, yeah, I mean, of course, you know, Roxanne wasn't going to pick Nia up and throw her over the top rope. And Charlotte, I mean, Charlotte's pretty strong, but she's not like the Hulk Hogan. She's not, you know, well, at least she's never worked that way where she, like, picks people up and throws them around like that. From what people have said, like, she hits really hard, but she's
yeah,
not,
she's got a lot of power, but she might not be as strong as you think she is.
Yeah. So from what I've seen from people,
she's fine. She can beat the shit out of me. So like, it's not that kind of thing. Yeah. She can't Alabama slam Nia Jax. Me neither, bud.
Right. So the way they eliminated her was pretty clever. And then, you know, and then of course, then the finish. And then, you know, me, look, I was just, man, I was through, you know, I was on cloud
were you,
nine,
were you
cloud
on 10, pins, whatever. Needles at all, though?
Say it again.
Were you on any pins and needles at all? Like,
once Io got eliminated, and then also because Bianca got eliminated in the same spot.
Yeah.
Once they were out, then I felt pretty comfortable because.
Because I'll tell you, the final two of the men's Royal Rumble, I was not comfortable.
No,
I was like, listen, I know what they should do here. I know what they 100% should do, but it doesn't mean they're gonna.
Yeah.
So, and we'll get to that when we get to that. But, go ahead.
Once Io and Bianca were out, then I felt pretty comfortable because just looking at who was left, it's like, okay, well, you know, Nikki Bella's not gonna win, and Nia's not going to win, and yeah, there's no way. I mean, Roxanne.
We got a lot of runway for Roxanne.
Yeah, and so yeah, I felt that's when I was.
She is 12 years old, dude. We got a long career ahead of that girl.
Yeah, so actually, I'm looking at the eliminations here. So yeah, once that spot where. And then also, when Nikki Bella came out at number 30, I think that's when, because the one thing I was worried about was that the orange hair lady would come back at number 30, and then she didn't think would happen. And then she would.
I didn't think they were gonna do. I didn't think they were gonna do both. Once Charlotte came out, I was like, all right, I think we're safe from the redheaded lady.
Well, but look, well, you know me. Look, us.
Yeah, I know.
Us Charlotte super fans, we are always looking over our shoulder for the orange haired lady. Okay.
It's like how we used to, the Empire used to look over our shoulders for Brock.
Yeah, yes. So
it's like, no, not that music.
Yeah.
And then what we did, we took a tractor and we buried his ass.
Yeah. So awesome. Just like, and yeah, so we're always still looking over our shoulder for her and for the Money in the Bank briefcase.
So, okay, so Money in the Bank briefcase, Royal Rumble win, gets you a championship shot. She has her championship shot now, and she's doing the tour. She was on NXT. She was on Raw.
Yeah.
I think she's going to end up choosing Tiffany because I don't think we – you know, they said it out loud on Monday. You know, yeah. We're 1-1 against each other at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That rubber match isn't yet, guys.
Yeah. And also, it looks like they're going to, yeah, I think they're going to end up with Io challenging Rhea, I think.
I can see that.
Yeah. Or at least, you know, because with what they were doing Monday.
Yeah.
They're headed towards some type of match, I think.
Don't hate that.
Yeah. Now, okay.
Rob, I want to talk about the promo, her promo on Monday.
Okay.
Now, yes. First off, I'm going to say on the very top, it was fucking awesome. You know why? Because for the first time, I felt like she got out there, she took the temperature with her first couple of, you know, sentences, and then she got it and realized, nope, it's going to be one of those crowds again. And she was Charlotte Flair. Like, she was, and it wasn't quite, I don't give a fuck. Well, I'm awesome anyway. It was, she was so comfortable in an uncomfortable situation, I was just like, oh man, this is awesome. I don't know, maybe I'm getting the completely wrong vibe, but because they were booing the shit out of her, you know, and she's cutting this, you know, just honest promo about, and I don't know. I think she's not going to be heel or face. She's going to be Charlotte Flair. Like, maybe I'm reading too much into it. Rob, your favorite girl, what'd you think about her comeback promo?
Okay, well, I think she's definitely going to be acting like a heel or talking like a heel. I think this is always intended to be headed in that direction. I think that maybe...
She's not the evil queen.
No,
I didn't get that vibe yet. And maybe she'll shift into it, but sorry, go ahead.
Well, but I mean, she's arrogant and full of herself and all of that. So she shifted into that. I was surprised at the booing because they didn't boo her at the Rumble, right? They did not boo her at the Rumble. They didn't boo her.
It was a huge pop. It wasn't quite Alexa, and it wasn't quite, you know, Jay winning, and it wasn't even quite her winning because she got a good pop for winning.
Yeah, so
which is weird.
I figured if they were going to shit on it, like, okay, I figured she would get cheered on coming out there for the Rumble, yes. But I figured if they were going to shit on her, they were definitely going to shit on her for winning it, and they didn't do that. So I figured, okay, well, I figured we'll be good to go then Monday, right? Because so when she came out there and they started booing just off the jump, I was like, oh boy, here we go. But and she, you know, she started going into, you know, the beginning part of it. So obviously, I think the intended promo was to be, you know, I missed you guys, all, you know, this is great. But they weren't giving her that energy. And
she, in credit to her, she shifted.
Yeah, and see, and when people, and like, because a lot of people were critical of her promos, and I'll say this, because like her voice cracks sometimes, right? So,
and she has an extremely unique cadence.
Yeah, and her sometimes her voice cracks, and so I can see where some people kind of get a little jarred by that. But it's not just, you know, your speaking voice or whatever. Being good at promos is being able to adapt, and she adapted right in the middle of that thing. And now I will say, that was kind of a ridiculously over the top outfit to have on to go out there and give a sentimental, you know, oh, I missed you guys promo. Okay.
Hey, what's her last name again?
Flair.
Right. I'll ask you again. Was it that ridiculous? Answer is no, Robert.
No. but you know.
Yeah, it's ridiculous for us, but that's what a Flair wears on Monday nights, man.
Oh yeah, that's true. True.
There you go. But all right, she's gonna challenge, so our money's on Tiffy, right?
Yeah, because I think
it's not Rhea, yeah.
Her demeanor is gonna be heelish, I think, because you know, people are cheering for Tiffany already. It's, you know, look, I'm sorry. Nobody's going to boo Tiffany for a while. And also, you know, she got jumped by Nia and Candace last Friday. So they're definitely moving her in a babyface direction anyway. I was just, you know, I was happy she recovered and all of that. And look, that's a skill that's part of having skills and promos, and because there are plenty of people who would have gotten rattled and they would just, you know, and they'd have froze up and, you know.
Yeah. It's so funny because, like, they got, especially with how they present the character, they kind of almost started to shift that direction with Roman before they obviously shifted to the Tribal Chief, and they weren't going to outright turn him heel before then. So, but, you know, he became kind of that, you know, tweener, you know, and I always used to tell people he's not a heel or a face, he's a protagonist, and the guy across the aisle is an antagonist. And I think that's whether the person across the ring is going to be a heel or an antagonist or a villain or whatever, I think she is more heroic version, sorry, because I think she's going to be just more the antagonist. I'm the champion around here, whether I have a belt or not. Like, and that's kind of closer to what we've been told, led to believe about her in real life, just in terms of her drive and all that, not her attitude. So I think... Just that promo, man, she scored so many. And I don't love her the way Rob does. I think she's, you know, upper half of my women's favorite women's wrestlers. But, like, this gear's not working. And she just shifted on the fly. So if that keeps up and she kind of just does her thing as needed for the story, man, we might be in for a wild ride. All right, I think that wraps up the Women's Royal Rumble, unless you have any extra thoughts, Robert.
Well, okay, because there were some, well, because there were people on the internet who were not happy that her winning, and there were a couple of narratives. One, it's not fair that she came back after 13 months and just got to win the Rumble.
John Cena, next question.
And also, guys, for those of you saying that, she was not on vacation for 13
months. No. She was rehabbing, dude. And she also got divorced, by the way. Like, let's give this girl a little bit of grace.
Yeah. And so,
you know. She wasn't sipping Mai Tais on the island of relevancy like Roman did for 3 months.
Right. I mean, come on. Like, okay. If my analogy is, if you're a Pro Bowl starting quarterback who's been to the Super Bowl, blows his knee out and misses the season, when he's ready to come back, they don't make him run down. They don't make him run down the field on special teams for the first 4 games. Okay. They don't.
Right.
All right. They don't say, okay, buddy, well, you're back. You're ready to go. But
once the QB's ready to go, okay, second string, sit down.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even get to be like, okay, maybe I'll be the backup for a little bit. I mean, our analogy starts to fall apart once we turn the sport to basketball. But regardless, anyway.
I'm using the starting quarterback because she is the Pro Bowl starting quarterback who's been in the Super Bowl and is going to go to the Hall of Fame. And those type of quarterbacks, if they get injured and they miss a season, when they're ready to go, they're starting from the moment they're ready to go. Okay. They don't.
How long was John Cena? I mean, you know, John Cena beat his recovery time in one of the greatest Rumble like entrances ever. You people all tell me about. And that was kind of a similar situation, so I don't know, guys.
And then there's Triple H, you know.
So. Blowing his quad. He blew his quad, guys. He blew his quad, and the stadium popped like he cured cancer.
Yes.
When he came back.
And then there's, you know, Cody with the torn pec, and he, you know, his first match back was winning the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
So. There is precedent. There is history. And then some people had the audacity to say that she didn't need to win the Rumble. She could have just walked out there and challenged one of the champions and gotten the match.
Yeah, you would have shit on that too. So stop
it. And how many years have you people been complaining about Charlotte Flair doing that very thing?
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
How many years have you people been complaining about that?
No, they said she should have done that so that they could have complained about that, and they would have liked to complain about that better. Because then somebody else would have won the Rumble.
Well, so, yeah, that's yeah. Because right. Yeah, because somebody.
I spent way more time on people shitting on Charlotte Flair. We're happy she's back. She won the Royal Rumble. She's going to WrestleMania. You're probably not. So go Charlotte. All right. So next up, we had the 2 out of 3 falls match for the WWE Tag Team Championship. I love these guys. I loved this match, but it went to, you know, what, did it get to the third fall?
Yeah, it did.
Okay, it got to the third fall, and the Street Profits interfered, and, you know, and we're very clearly setting up a three-way, if not more, or some sort of tag team palooza at WrestleMania. So but the match was awesome. Those guys cooked. They gave him, according to what I'm seeing, they gave him 14 minutes even, which, you know, I said give him 30, but whatever. And they did some of their stupid indie stuff, and it was awesome. But it's very clear at this point they left some stuff in the chamber because, you know, we're very clearly going to either the chamber or WrestleMania with this feud. So, Rob, did you have any quick thoughts on the 2 out of 3 falls match for the WWE Tag Team Championships, which I didn't even say who was in it? DIY, Johnny Gargano, and Tommaso Ciampa defended their championships against the Motor City Machine Guns, Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin.
Yeah. So, all right. So, just really quickly, the Machine Guns are two guys who can do the silly indie shit well enough. They do it so well that you don't mind.
Yep. They know when to work it in.
Yeah. And the other thing is that, this was the second time that the sheets were in the mud because there were reports that, you know, the Profits were injured. Like, Angelo Dawkins has been walking around all day on crutches.
And then he comes out and uses that crutch to crush somebody.
So they deliberately tricked you guys.
Deliberately fed you guys false information during the whole Royal Rumble, and then you all still decided to go, yep, the janitor told me that, you know, Drew McIntyre stormed out of the building, so I'm definitely going to believe him. Good job, guys. You're killing it.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, hats off to everyone involved who thought, you know, to have Angelo Dawkins walk around on crutches all day.
Yeah, that's off to that person. And then to actually use it, not to just leave him in Gorilla when he goes out. No, he goes out there and uses it.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So they're literally, you are like writing your little report for Fightful and of your Rumble, and they are literally laughing in your face live on television.
Yes.
On Peacock.
Yes.
Beamed the world over. God bless. God bless.
Okay.
So, yeah, next up, we'll move on. We're going to move on to the ladder match for the undisputed WWE Championship. Cody Rhodes ended up defeating Kevin Owens. Wow. They went to the wall. We had people going through ladders. We had people bouncing their head off things. Like, I don't even want to review the match. Because if you watch the match, you already have a favorite moment or a whoa, and you're still just like in shock over it. And if you didn't watch the match, I don't want to tell you anything about it. Stop this podcast and go watch that. I'd say go watch it over the Rumbles. Well, probably it's also shorter, but yeah, I digress. But we ended with an Alabama slam through Kevin Owens getting Alabama slammed through a ladder, looking like he was very much dead. With his head perfectly between two rungs of the ladder, and he's upside down while Cody goes up there and, you know, takes his belt. So, Rob, what's going on with Kevin Owens?
This match was like one of those Ring of Honor ladder war matches. Or if, you know, it was right. It was that level of crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and because it's out there on YouTube, the one that Kevin, when he was Kevin Steen and El Generico, the one they had in Ring of Honor, it was the same level of violent. And man, I mean, because going into this, I was just kind of like, okay, they're going to have a ladder match. Yeah, okay. I mean, not that I didn't expect it to be good, but I just kind of like, okay, they're going to have a ladder match. Cody's going to win, whatever. And
no, we got Kevin Steen and Cody Rhodes, Ring of Honor Cody Rhodes.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that's what we got. Those boys dialed back the clock and we're like, you know what? Let's pretend we have, you know, we're young again. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I can't even say much more about the match because if you watched it, you're just in awe like we are. And if you didn't, stop this podcast and go watch it. And it was all so
credit.
Good.
Yeah. All the credit in the world to Kevin because he came out there Monday and he killed Sammy and he was selling. Like, I mean, he was staggering around Monday, like, you know, like he was like the, you know, like, the, you know, the end of a gunfight or something. And he was just,
well, he had on a giant black eye.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I don't know if that was makeup or if that was actually happened or whatever, but holy Moses. Like, he looked like he was, you know, he had not slept or like, he literally like got out of that ladder match at the Rumble, got in the back of his car. Someone drove him to the arena for Raw. And, like, he slept on the floor of the locker room and then just woke up and was like, oh, yeah, I want to go beat the shit out of Sammy.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what happened. It was awesome.
That match was insane, man.
That was so good. All right. So what do we think is going to happen with Kevin Owens? You think this is it? I think we're setting up Sammy and Kevin and we're out of here like I predicted a few weeks ago?
I think we are definitely getting Sammy and Kevin at WrestleMania. It's just, it all depends on the contract. Either this, you know, if he sticks around, then obviously this will just be a doorway to another thing. If not, then I expect him to go out in the, you know, blaze of glory of all blazes of glory.
Yeah, man. Whew.
I mean, but, like, they might end up doing like the exploding barbed wire death match or something if he's leaving. Right.
Jesus. Maybe. All right. So next up, obviously, we only had a few matches on this card, four to be exact. So we had the women's. We already did that. The 30-man Royal Rumble for the men's World Championship match at WrestleMania 41. We're not going to do that same thing because I thought that was going to be a little more fun more than it was. Jey Uso ended up winning this Royal Rumble from the number 20. And this was, this Rumble was a ton of fun. Obviously it shot some stories, you know, forward. So Rob, I kind of want to start at the end. Cause you know, the beginning was kind of chalk. Rey Mysterio starts at number one again. He's not winning again, guys. But again, perfect quarterback to have in there, but let's go. Cause we kind of hinted at it. The final two was John Cena and Jey Uso. So we were right there at a crossroads, baby. And I don't mean the finishing move that it takes six of them to put somebody down.
Yeah.
Like, we – so that was the moment where I'm like, okay, I know what they should do here. I know what they probably are going to do here. But I also know what they're capable of. So when I'm like, yeah, could I totally see Jay getting tossed by John Cena as like one more roadblock in his road to WrestleMania? Like, if the dude ends up doing tag stuff, all right, we messed up. But like, could I see that universe happening? Absolutely. John Cena wins the Royal Rumble. John Cena goes on to the main event of WrestleMania, challenges for title 17, loses, because that would be the funny thing to do. And, you know, Jey Uso gets a motivational talk from John Cena after the Rumble or at Raw, and then, you know, he goes on to get his world title match at WrestleMania anyway. But they did it. They did the thing. They did the just, yes, this is the cartoon finish. This is the end of the story. We are going to finish the story. And this is the time to finish it at WrestleMania, guys. We can't do two this one. I think they're going to continue keeping it chalk, and it's going to be Roman Reigns. Oh, where'd that come from? I just want to talk about the guy, I guess. It's going to be Jey Uso and Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship, and Jey Uso is finally going to win. I think this is the moment. So, yeah. It's the right decision as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and so when it came down to those two, I mean, I just started openly rooting for Jay.
Me too.
And I kind of thought, like, okay, they wouldn't get him this far just to have him get thrown out and not win. But, of course, Cena was on the other side, so you could never just assume.
There would be, like, three guys that I'd be like, okay, maybe. A vast majority of the locker room on the other corner from that dude in the final two in the Rumble, I'm like, we're done. Jay's winning. Man,
yeah.
They did that very carefully and very well.
Yeah, and then because when it got down to when there was Seth and Punk and Roman, it was still very much in doubt. And then the spot where Punk threw Seth and Roman out, and then Logan Paul threw him out, that was brilliant.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
Roman still hasn't done anything wrong in this, by the way. Still.
Yeah. And because that was just shocking. I mean, it was shocking, because when Punk dumping both of them out was, I thought that was kind of poetic or whatever, because Seth and Roman are so obsessed with each other that they're not looking out for him, even though both of them don't like him either, right? And him taking advantage of that, that's poetic. But then. He gets caught looking. He gets caught looking the other way, and Logan Paul dumped him out.
Well, and it's he didn't he make fun of what Sammy for? Oh, I don't lose to Logan Paul. Well, sorry, buddy.
Oh, he said it. He said that to Kevin. Yeah,
Kevin. That's right, Kevin.
And then for a few brief seconds there, I was like, oh, they're not going to do this, are they? And not going to do this was Logan Paul, because
it's not, you're right. It's not a, it's a non-zero.
Exactly. I mean, cause he's that big of a deal where, it's not non-zero. So when especially cause him, Jay and Cena, again, you can see them pulling the rug out on Cena, even though you never count him out.
Right.
And Logan Paul eliminating Jay is the perfect way to get more heat on him.
Yep.
So, for a little bit there, I thought like, oh, they're just going to do this and try to get as much heat as they can, aren't they? But then they threw him out. So, this is one of the best closing sequences for a Royal Rumble in a long time. Again, just like the part with Punk and Seth and Roman, and then the feeling of dread that Logan Paul might actually win, and then get it down to Cena and Jay, and thinking, oh, they might do it, but I don't know. And then, and then Jay pulling it out, and then just the reception he got. And then Monday night, I hate using that word organic, because somebody, at the end of the day, somebody chooses whether or not you even get to be on the show in the first place. Somebody else chooses how you're presented and whether or not you get to win the matches and all of that. So there's one person who's making a whole lot of decisions that go into you getting over. So for me to say something's I hate when people use the word organic, because it's just not. But in this case, I mean, with Jay,
what else is he gonna get?
Well, because there isn't he's doing his thing, right? Like they didn't cook all this stuff up in the creative meetings for him to do. Like the yeet and his demeanor and the way he talks, that wasn't cooked up in the booking meeting or something. Like that's his own shit.
The song is poetic. It's just me, Oos.
Yeah. So.
And he's. I mean, I don't know what this says, but Roman started, playing a little bit more, true to self, and gave it a little bit more of that tough guy attitude that obviously took it to the nth degree. But same thing with Jay. Let a little bit more of your real self shine through. And wow, look what happens.
Yeah, and so this is as close, again, this is as close as you're going to get to somebody, quote unquote, organically getting over, because this is, you know, again, nobody wrote a script for him and told him to go out there and say these words and act this way or whatever. This is him. And, man, it's, yeah, I mean, that was just something else, you know, it really was. And
yeah, it's, I mean, yeah, this was perfect. Like, strike while the iron's hot. This guy is white hot, and I don't care what you believe on the internet. I have eyes and ears, and yeah. I watch what's presented to me in television shows and arenas I go to, and that dude is over like Rover, Bubba.
Yeah. And again, like you said, you strike while the iron is hot, because oftentimes when people get this big, when people who were not expecting to get this big, a lot of times it's temporary. And
let's say what it is. The fan base is fickle.
Like, yeah.
Daniel Bryan said years ago, and hey, John Cena's been doing the same thing for 20 years. Some guys can do the same thing for 6 months. Jay's got a good thing going right now. I'm not saying that I'm not predicting a fall off.
No,
but I'm telling you, I'm not predicting it at all. Like, this guy is going to keep, as in my estimation, this guy's going to keep going. And like, probably for the rest of his career like this, maybe not at this high, but whatever one notch below that is, I think that's as far as he's going to fall. Now, if you told me we lived in a timeline where by August people are sick of his shit and they just don't care anymore and they're booing him, would I believe you? Booing, I might not, but like, yeah, I believe that it's cooled off, just because some of this stuff's inexplicable, man. It just, people's tastes change and it just doesn't work forever. Now, and I hope it does.
Yeah, and then also, there's, when you have the guy who was not expected, or the girl who was not expected to get there, sometimes once you do put the belt on them, there are times where the audience wakes up the next day and is like, wait a minute, that guy's the world champion.
Right.
And honestly, I think that's what happened with Kofi a bit, I think, you know, is that after a while, you know, a part of the fan base was like,
I'm done. I'm bored.
Yeah, it was like, wait a minute. He's part of a tag team. He's the world champion. Really? I mean, you know, and so could that happen with Jay? Maybe. But you strike while the iron is hot, because if you keep having him lose, then he'll definitely cool off, because people will give up on it, you know.
Yep.
But so I think, look, you go full speed ahead. He should beat Gunther, and then after that, you're playing with house money after that, right?
Yeah.
This is one where you go all the way with it. You do the big thing. You get the big moment, right. And then again, what happens after that? Again, you're playing with house money after that. If the momentum is still going, then keep it going. And yeah, you know, if it does fizzle out in a few months, then you know, okay, fine.
Yeah, I'm good with that, man. Just, yeah, strike. And I'm just so happy for Jay. That promo was awesome.
Yeah.
Just see him have a, you know, the real him shine through. He got a little emotional. And he should, you know?
Yeah.
And also, not for nothing, like, you know, they tout it all the time about how great the Anoa'i family is and whatnot. Well, he just etched his own legacy in that, you know, that huge ass tree. You know, he, fourth member of the Anoa'i family to win the Royal Rumble forever, Jey Uso.
Yeah. And like you said, this is his own branch on the tree. This isn't like him, you know, cleaning up after Roman or whatever, you know, or this isn't him as a sidebar to whatever Roman is doing. This was his thing.
Yep.
And so, it's just, I mean.
Get it to the finish line, man.
Yeah. And again, you know, 5 years ago, if somebody had come, you know, if anybody told us 5 years ago that one half of the Usos was going to be main eventing and was even going to have the nickname main event, we'd have been like, okay, bro, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And even like even after he did the thing with Roman the first couple of times, it was kind of like, okay, well, that's, you know, he's doing that with Roman. Okay. You know, okay, fine. You know.
Okay. Now, I did have this thought. What if he had waited? What if he had gotten Hogan's record? And what if Jay was the one to do it? Because Jay got there, man. Remember this whole run during Roman's career, during Roman's Universal run?
Yeah.
It's storyline-wise, Jay always made sense as the one to take him down. Always. Because that's how it started.
Yes.
But once that title started to get to 500, 600, 700, 800 days, that title win that became bigger in wrestling and not just on SmackDown and not just in the confines of, you know, WWE. So that win kind of outgrew Jey Uso and where he was at that moment. Now, I would argue you could have gotten there in the same time frame as Cody if you had really tried. But
yeah, I don't disagree.
So like now that we've seen it, man, there's an interesting timeline out there where Jey Uso is the one to, you know, create and take down the Tribal Chief.
Yeah.
Universal Champion Jey Uso.
And I think, well, ultimately, you know, they went with Cody because they decided to use that as a launching pad, you know, to start off the quote-unquote new era and all of that type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, again, this is just, I mean...
Well, it's total hindsight, but...
Yeah, and it's, man, it's just so happy to see this happen for Jay. And... Man, I mean...
What's Big Jim doing at WrestleMania now?
Good question.
I'm sorry, I pop every single time for the Big Jim nickname, though. Yeah. It's so stupid and so good. I don't know. What's Big Jim doing?
And, I think he's on his way.
What's he doing?
Yeah, I mean, he's on his way in, you know, to his single career.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, he'll probably be maybe fighting Solo or fighting, Jacob, which, you know, thoughts and prayers if he has to fight Jacob, you know.
Yeah. Rip Jimmy Uso, but.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just, yeah, again, it was so good to see this happen. And, you know, I made that argument that they use the Royal Rumble supposed to be to certify people. And I know some people now, there are people who probably will look at this now and say, so you're wrong. But Jay had already been in main events.
Yeah.
His nickname. This was not like picking, this wasn't like if, you know, Otis had won or something. Okay. This is not them trying to make Jey Uso into a thing. Jey Uso was already a thing.
And let's also say this. We use this as a, what do you say, Rob? It's a certification, not a what?
Not an elevation.
It's a certification, not an elevation. And we use that word certification very carefully. You get a certification at the end of the course. When you have completed all of the work and you have passed all of the tests, they give you the certificate that says, congratulations, you are now an IT programmer or whatever it is. Congratulations. Yeah. You are now a WrestleMania main eventer. This is not a, here, buddy, hope this helps.
Right. This is, you've already shown us that you can do this. And remember, Jay already did main event WrestleMania.
Exactly. And he's main evented tons of pay-per-views. He's main evented a pay-per-view in a world championship match.
Yes, multiple times. So again, this is a certification. This is... He passed all the tests. He passed all the exams. He wrote all the essays and scored all
Here's your Royal Rumble certificate.
And which is again, and you know, going back to the Women's Rumble, same thing.
Yep.
Because, sorry, no, they were not going, Roxanne was not going to win. Okay.
No.
And
she had made it for a couple of Raws.
And you wouldn't want her to win anyway, because why? So she, I mean, let's be, do y'all really want her to go out there and get, and cut, and eat a Riptide in 10 minutes in the middle of the night too? Is that what y'all want?
Well, hang on. That would be a hell of a Riptide.
I mean, but.
Because the size difference, and also Roxanne would be like, you better. Roxanne would look at Rhea right in the eyes and be like, hey, I know I'm losing this thing in 3 minutes. You better Riptide me through the ring or I'm going to like pop up and kick out. Like, and she'll be dead serious because she's a crazy person. She wants to take the bump. So hats off to her. But yeah, it was not going to main event WrestleMania, guys. Come on.
I gotta say, it's, I mean, just the irony that people were upset. There were people upset at Charlotte being like the too safe pick, but then they were upset. And then even though we said Jay is already proven himself
multiple times.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. I wouldn't exactly call him a safe pick. You know, he was still a surprise. But I mean, how can you be upset at one, you know, at the predictable pick and the not predictable one at the same time?
Right.
Like which one?
Like, Jay was not predictable.
No, I mean.
So.
But yeah, you know, I mean, overall, look, I thought this was an excellent show. You know, I think. And,
yeah,
great way to start the year. And I'll even say this much: I had been kind of souring on, you know, the whole kind of only having four matches on the Rumble show. But I will say that, well, the problem with the thing about having only four or five matches on the Rumble show is that you don't, if the four or five matches aren't very good, if none of the four or five matches are great, if they're all just kind of okay or even just good, then the whole show just ends up kind of being like, eh.
Right.
And, there have been some years where that happened, right? Or it just ends up being kind of like a forgettable throwaway kind of show that you never watch again after the first time, you know? That's kind of the danger of having only four or five matches, that is that it can easily become that kind of show really fast. But for me, this year was one of, you know, this might have been the best short Rumble show that they've had, I think.
I think it also helped that you had, like you put it, a ladder war right in the middle.
Yeah.
You kind of feel it at the end of that match. You're just like, all right, I'm like emotionally exhausted after that.
Yeah. Because a lot of times on the Rumble show, the world title matches, or if they have a women's title match, they are just the most foregone conclusion matches. And it's just like, why are we even here?
Right.
Why are we even doing this match?
It's like Rusev versus John Cena for the world title. It's like, what are we doing, guys?
Well, even we love Roman last year, but that four-way that they had with, even though there was AJ Styles and LA Knight and Randy Orton in it, still, that whole match, I was like, okay, we know what's going to happen. We know.
Well, I mean, at that point, you're just like, Roman's not losing this in a four-way.
Yeah, I was just like,
hey. You know, that was a thousand days already or whatever. So it's like,
yeah, and so dude, it's difficult now to book those world title matches or women's title matches on the Rumble show. It's difficult to book those matches now because they're never losing. It's been a while since one of those titles actually changed hands on the Rumble show. And they haven't had any women's title matches in a couple of years because the last one they had was Bianca and Alexa Bliss, and that was like everybody knew how that was going, and it was just
right
uninteresting, you know. And so, but the, you know, they pulled it off this year with Cody and Kevin. They absolutely did, and so hats off to everyone involved. And
hats off to Kevin for not dying.
Yeah,
good job, Kevin.
Yeah, and you know, we said that.
You know what? I'm being mean. hats off to Cody for not killing Kevin. Good job, buddy.
Yeah. And also, you know, the tag team match. You know, we had said last week that they were stuck in an unfortunate position, you know, because they were, you know, the other matches were such a big, other matches were such a big deal that they were kind of put in an impossible spot. But they, look, you know what? They went out there and they did a great job regardless, you know?
And it was like an ending, because they kind of like teased Pretty Deadly and like some other guys and stuff. It's like, all right, yeah, they're probably going to go to like a tag team palooza at WrestleMania. All right, cool. Oh, the Street Profits and these two teams. Okay.
Yeah,
they did that. And even that was memorable.
And one thing that was funny, Angelo Dawkins, all right, so he had on a hoodie and he took it off and he had on another hoodie underneath the first one.
God bless him, man.
Oh, man, that was just hilarious. Like,
God. I love those goofs.
Yeah. Oh, man. But,
So what's your prediction for who, what's going on with Paul? So Roman is out indefinitely. Because double curb stomped through the steel steps by the evil Seth Rollins, while the no good Phil Brooks was distracting Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I hate you, Phil Brooks. Can't believe it. No, I sports hate you. It's not like that. But in any case, yeah. So are we doing a triple threat with these guys at WrestleMania? Because storyline wise, you can crank that up anytime you freaking want. But it also, yeah, probably should only happen at SummerSlam or WrestleMania.
I mean,
Vegas, we're not doing it.
I mean, it looks like they're going in that direction.
Okay, but then we have the favor. The favor is, you know, still in play. Paul Heyman owes CM Punk a favor because he teamed with Roman at War Games.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh man, if we don't get Dwayne and Roman, dog. I don't care anymore. I don't, anytime Dwayne shows up, it's going to be like, just like when he would, you know, show up before this run, when he would show up and it was just like, okay, cool. We're not going to see you for another 18 months or something, whatever. And you're just going to be like, yeah, I'm going to do a few of my bits into the mic and then maybe rock bottom somebody and then see you later. Whatever, man. Like, I don't care anymore. It's just like, but he's got to be doing something at WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, well, I'll say this. Okay, I don't want to, dude, don't get back in. If you're not going to wrestle Roman, don't get back in the ring.
No. Nope.
If you're not going to do a match with Roman, then do not just.
Then
do
your
not
get your back. Wrestling career is over.
Then you better not be doing anything other than a run in. If you're not going to have a match with Roman.
Sorry, you fucked it up from the very beginning with this return. If your plan was never to fight Roman Reigns, or you're like, maybe, I don't know, sort of, kind of, whatever, then you personally, because you agreed to all this stuff, the face down, the stare down and everything, you screwed this up from the get-go.
Well, remember, he bailed on 39, because that's when they were first talking about doing it.
Right.
So he bailed on 39. So if, you know, if, So yeah,
you can't do the tease. You can't do the literal tease where you have them face off like they're on the poster, and then we have the whole Cody bullshit. Like, if this was never in the cards, you shouldn't have teased it at all. This is not one of those things.
Exactly. Just do not. And so, Dwayne, do not get in the ring. If you have no intention of wrestling Roman, do not get in the ring again. Don't, because no.
Now we won't know, because he might wrestle Cody, you know.
Dude, if that happens, I will protest.
Yeah.
If he wrestles Cody and not Roman, that's some bullshit.
What if he wins?
Okay, I might allow that one.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying. If he wins the title,
because that would be hilarious.
Yeah, and then imagine they don't do Roman and Cody. And Rock.
That would be hilarious if he beat Cody and then just said, okay, you can have your silly belt, I'm out of here.
Okay. Yeah. Or he just vacates it or whatever. I just wanted to fuck with Cody.
Look, that would be the ultimate dick move.
Bro, I don't know. I would be a very interesting person on the day I found out that we're not getting The Rock and Roman Reigns. I will be a very, very interesting person.
Look, the Edward Nigma clock would meet for me. Yeah. A little bit. Okay.
Yeah. I might channel a little Jason Napier, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, boy. All right, Rob, let's get out of here. We've had enough fun for one week, don't you think?
Yeah. And, awesome. Yes. And, so again, I will say again, congratulations, Charlotte. Wonderful to have you back. We're so happy to have you back and just happy for you to get this victory. And yes.
And congratulations, Jey Uso. Yeet.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm just going to get us out of here. This is my lovely co-host has been Rob of the Rob the Genius podcast. Rob, thank you very much. We had a wonderful time tonight. We lost DJ somewhere in the woods. It's okay. We'll find him. Rob, any last thoughts for the people?
You can buy the t-shirts at Pro Wrestling Tees.
Oh, I was going to plug it, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. All right, you do that.
I was going to invite everyone to go over to the share shot. Never mind. You do it.
I forgot. Go to Pro Wrestling Tees and chair shot and.
Or trash and chair shot. You can pick up peruse, if you will, all of the podcast t-shirts are from this lovely network of podcasts, including this podcast, the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. You can wear us on your bodies. Isn't that such a treat? We love to see pictures of people in the wild with their Mindless Wrestling Podcast. It pops us, and we appreciate you for supporting us and listening to us. I have been I'm not the old man with the award-winning beard. Holy shit, I was just going to do his outro. But DJ, the man with the award-winning beard, we miss you. We hope your internet hasn't been shut off, but we love you. And I have been Jason, and I am glad to be done with this podcast. Remember, kids, you can call it pro wrestling. You can call it sports entertainment. You can call it whatever you want. But remember, you got to call it in the ring. And we're out of here till next week.
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus 2 times O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly.